Today's podcast is brought to you by Balance 7. Save $10 plus free shipping this week only with code HOWIE10 at balance7.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Why didn't you stop them from coming into the country? We did. It has gotten worse. The statistics of your own department show that the flood of people coming illegally across the border has gotten worse under the Biden administration.
So I wouldn't call it a flood.
Oh, really? What would you call it?
Emergency, a tidal wave, an earthquake.
Live from the Matthews Brothers studios.
It's not going to go back to normal. We can't deny that we're going to have to live with COVID.
About 23% haven't gotten any shots. And that distinct minority is causing an awful lot of us, an awful lot of damage for the rest of the country.
Look at you. Why don't you do something with your life? Sit around here all day. You contribute nothing to society.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
No lie too big for these people. Now it turns out they've let all the Haitians go. As Donald Trump put it this afternoon, he sent out a statement. All 17,000 illegal aliens who entered our country from Haiti and other parts unknown have now been released into our country with no vetting, checking, or even minimal understanding of who they are. Some are very sick with extremely contagious diseases, even worse than the China virus. They are not masked or mandated, but just let free to roam all over our country and affect what was just a year ago a great nation. Now we are a nation humiliated like never before, both with historically embarrassing quote-unquote withdrawal from Afghanistan and our border, where millions are pouring in. Our country is being destroyed! Exclamation point.
Everything free in America.
Yeah, they're all here. Oh, they're interviewing Haitians down in Mexico or trying to get in. My husband is not around. Is that my problem? Your husband is not around. So as if I'm not supporting enough people whose husbands aren't around and who have children and whose mothers apparently don't want to get a job to take care of them. So I have to just keep working and working. And so do you. God. And the Democrats don't care. They just want to get everybody into this country. Everybody into this country, not working, committing crimes, selling drugs, testing positive, not even testing positive, just spreading COVID and, as Donald Trump says, a lot worse diseases than COVID-19, from which the survival rate remains, as we all know, 99.5 to 99.7%. But the lies that they are promoting here and just shamelessly peddling to their Democrat operatives with press passes on the Sunday morning chat shows. They went yesterday. Mayorkas went on with Jake Tapper, a made member of the Clinton crime family, and Chris Wallace, who's just, I guess, an associate of the Democrat crime family. His father was one of the guys who made sure that JFK looked like looked so good in the 1960 debates. And JFK's election as president was sort of the beginning of the end of the United States as a republic, as it turned out, although it wasn't really all that out of control until he was assassinated. Anyway, let's go over, this is from the New York Post editorial board today. They had a good column by Miranda Devine, which we'll get to later, about the lies. But they also did one on Alejandro Mayorkas's 7 border lies on Fox News Sunday. I mean, they could have probably expanded it to a second page if they'd just gone down with Jake Tapper. But let's just go over it. Lie number one, approximately, these are quotes. I think it's about 10,000 or so, 12,000. It could be even higher. See, that's the out. It could be even higher. Think of people testifying before Congress under oath if you've never been on a grand jury to listen to it firsthand. To the best of my recollection, I do not recall. My preference would be to say that I do not recall, to the best of my recollection. Yeah. So he says it could even be higher. So that's a lie, right? He knows it's higher. What we do is follow the law as Congress has passed it.
Very fake news.
In August, the Supreme Court ruled that the Biden regime must reinstitute President Donald Trump's Remain in Mexico policy, which required asylum seekers to wait until their cases are heard. Biden and Mayorkas are just ignoring it, just like they ignored the ruling by the Supreme Court, I think it was in June, to end the rent eviction moratorium because they hadn't been passed by Congress. They could have made it legal if it was passed by Congress, but they didn't want to do that. They couldn't do that. So Texas is now going to court to force the regime to apply. They're not following the law. We have enforcement guidelines in place that provide individuals who are recent border crossers who do not show up for their hearings and are enforcement priorities and will be removed. Now that's the biggest
very fake news.
BS of all. 844-500-4242. Border Patrol agents blocking migrants from crossing illegally, quote, painfully conjured up the worst elements of our nation's ongoing battle against systemic racism. We were over that last week. I mean, that's total nonsense. They were using reins. These were Haitians trying to get into the country. The Border Patrol was trying to enforce the law of the land. Federal laws passed by Democrat Congresses. And by the way, Lara Logan tweeted out today that the border, that the cartels have told the coyotes to try to provoke more of these confrontations with the Border Patrol, because they figure that since the Democrats are just going to try to promote them and use it as a way to get more illegal aliens, welfare-dependent illegal aliens into the country to dilute the entire civilization, that they should just keep trying to provoke more confrontation so that the Democrats in Washington can use it to bring in millions more of these people that aren't going to work and that aren't going to assimilate and don't speak English and who have no skills. We do not agree with the building of a wall. The law provides that individuals can make a claim for humanitarian relief. That is actually one of our proudest traditions. Illegal immigration is one of our proudest traditions. That's what Mayorkas said. He said that on TV yesterday. As the New York Post notes, our amnesty laws are meant to cover people who face persecution at home for their religious, social, or political beliefs. Wanting better economic opportunity, i.e. a free ride, i.e. welfare, is not asylum. That's what they think of as asylum. And, you know, now some of the Haitians that have been returned to Port-au-Prince have said, you know, this is like slavery. This is exactly the opposite of slavery. Slavery was bringing people over who didn't want to come and forcing them to work. These are people coming into the country, invading the country, who don't want to work. God. 11 million people in this country without lawful presence is a compelling reason why there is unanimity about the fact that our immigration system is broken and legislative reform is needed. Our immigration system is broken, but by reform, they mean amnesty. They mean letting all these people stay in the country. Just, continue not working. Continue getting welfare. Continue getting public housing. Medicaid, food stamps, and now the child care tax credit, even if you don't work. So all these people coming over whose husbands aren't around, they can just have more children and get more money from American taxpayers. What a great idea. And by the way, how are these people seeking asylum? Most of these Haitians were already in another country, a third country. They were in Chile or Brazil. They're just coming to the United States because there's more free stuff being handed out.
Everything free in America.
And of course, I wouldn't call it a flood. There's 15,000 people under. It was such a not a flood that they had to shut down the Fox News drone that was showing just how bad it was. So their solution was to just ship them out to various parts of the country where there isn't enough housing. There isn't enough money being poured into schools for the people who actually live here. There is enough money being poured in, but it's being wasted on administrators and feel good programs for social justice warriors. And now they're going to have to set up more ESL, English as a second language, to assimilate or try to assimilate all these people. Oh, and incidentally, on the other case, another sexual assault by a group of Afghan refugees, unvetted, Fort Bliss, New Mexico. And you know what their response is? We're going to set up the buddy system. So these Afghans that they're letting in are such dangerous rapists, apparently, that they need the buddy system now, so that when the soldiers, or the female soldiers anyway, are walking the base. You read about that anywhere? It's not getting a lot of play outside of New Mexico, is it? 844-500-4242. That's the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. We'll start taking calls when we get back. If you've been holding off on trying Balance 7, then don't wait any longer. Balance 7 is extending their $10 off offer for another week. Get $10 off their 6-week supply bottle and free shipping with code word Howie10. I've been drinking Balance 7 consistently for almost a year now, and I can notice the difference. I feel stronger, healthier, and more energized. As the seasons change, it's important to stay healthy and maintain an active lifestyle. That's easy to do with Balance 7. Balance 7 is a clear mineral liquid that you take 3 times a day to break down the acids in your body. Often I'm asked to try products and can be very skeptical of claims. But with Balance 7, everything I was told turned out to be 100% true. At Remotes, listeners sometimes thank me for introducing them to Balance 7. They tell me Balance 7 has really worked wonders for them. I have jugs both at the studio and at home. I just ordered 2 more. They arrived today. I asked the mailroom manager to make sure we have a fresh jug in Florida for when I fly down in October, which is next week. This week, at the end of the week. That's how good Balance 7 is. Once you get used to it, you'll never want to be without it. Balance 7 works by reducing the acids that naturally build up in your body over time. All you do is drink a small shot of the liquid 3 times a day, and you will feel the difference within 24 hours. If you suffer from heartburn, acid reflux, or joint discomfort, then give Balance 7 a try. For 1 more week, save $10 off their 6-week supply bottle and receive free shipping with code Howie10. That's code word Howie10 at balance7.com. I'm Howie Carr.
Why do we have the jump line? Well, because we can't be serious all the time.
A little nonsense now and then is relished by the wisest man.
The Jump Line, weekdays at 5, right here on The Howie Carr Show. Traveling around New England.
All right!
I've never been to Connecticut.
Howie has you covered. To find a station near you, go to HowieCarShow.com.
Hang on, fellas. I actually have been to Connecticut one time.
You gotta ask yourself a question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
The Howie Carr Show.
+844-500-4242. Rumble is up. Sorry about that. Oh, it's up though now. Today's poll question is brought to you by the Follansbee Inn, located on beautiful Kezar Lake in North Sutton, New Hampshire. That's Follansbee Inn, spelled Follansbee. Go to follansbeinn.com. And I read something over the weekend. The polls are going badly for Joe Biden, as you know. And in Minnesota, even Minnesota, the Star Tribune finds Biden underwater, 47-51. Start with gender. Minnesota men overwhelmingly disapprove of Biden. This 70% disapprove, 28% approve. Women, however, support Biden 64-34. So I didn't want to get in a gender battle here, talking about what's wrong with women. So I decided to move down to another part of the poll. Again, this is the Star Tribune in Minnesota, but I think it applies elsewhere. College-educated men, of all genders, are more likely to approve of Biden, 56-43, than the non-college-educated. The non-college-educated are way down on Biden, 59-38. And this was on powerlineblog.com. John Heinderacker said, this is yet more evidence that college makes you stupid. So, Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Does college make people stupid?
Yes, it does.
87% say yes.
I don't see what other conclusion you come from. I mean, just in your daily life, you see people graduating from college that can't walk and chew gum at the same time, or are too lazy to walk and chew gum at the same time. And it's getting worse every year, as far as I can see. 844-500-4242. Let me read you something here from this situation at Fort Bliss. The FBI is investigating an alleged assault on a female service member at an Afghan refugee camp in New Mexico. This is after last week. It was two Afghans who were brought over unvetted. Of course, one was charged with strangling attempting to strangle, throttling his, and suffocating his wife in an incident that took place earlier this month. And that he was 32, and then a 20-year-old Afghani terrorist was charged with attempting to engage in a sexual act with a minor. So now you have Fort Bliss, the Doña Ana complex, which is about a half hour north of Fort Bliss. It's in El Paso, Texas, across the New Mexico border. It's used as a firing range, but was converted into a sprawling air-conditioned tent city for incoming evacuees. And so, of course, they reacted in the usual way. They attacked a woman. In a statement on Friday, the 1st Armored Division of Fort Bliss said that a female service member reported being assaulted by, quote, a small group of male evacuees while at the Doña Ana complex in New Mexico the previous Sunday. Fort Bliss has taken the allegation seriously and appropriately referred the matter to the Federal Bureau of Investigation. I thought they were taking it seriously. You can't be taking any crime too seriously if you refer it to the FBI. Unless this gang of these gang rapists from Afghanistan were Republicans, then the FBI might take it seriously. But I rather doubt they are. I think they're Democrats, if they're like the Sarniyevs. Fort Bliss said it is, quote, implementing additional security measures to include increased health and safety patrols, additional lighting, and enforcement of the buddy system at the Doña Ana complex, unquote. You believe this? I mean, you're bringing in refugees and you have to have the buddy system set up? First of all, why aren't they carrying guns? They wouldn't have had the problem at Fort Hood in Texas, wasn't it? Where they had the Palestinian Muslim terrorist psychiatrist go on a rampage and kill 13 Americans. But this was right after Obama had disarmed the servicemen on their base and women. Tweeted Yvette Harrell, Republican congresswoman from New Mexico. This is yet another tragic failure in the vetting process for Afghan nationals. The American people deserve answers. My prayers are with the courageous soldier and her family. This is Ted Cruz. Joe Biden made a decision to shove tens of thousands of Afghans onto planes to make it look like his botched evacuation was going well. The truth is he had no idea who he brought to the U.S. That's why I led a letter today demanding accountability and actions. Yeah, good luck with that, Senator Cruz. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. We'll be right back with Grace's News. I'm Howie Carr. No matter how you're feeling about getting back out there, there's no denying it's an adjustment. So when the world gets too loud, I create my own soundtrack by popping in my Raycon wireless earbuds. Sometimes you need some upbeat music to pump you up before you see people, or to stay calm with some guided meditation. And let me tell you right now, no matter your soundtrack of choice, Raycons are the best way to listen. They come with a bunch of gel tips for your comfort, and unlike some other brands, they don't stick out of your ears. Raycons have a 32-hour battery life, so you can listen to what you want, when you want, for a really long time. Raycons start at half the price of the other premium audio brands and sound just as good. And they come with a 45-day happiness guarantee, so you really can't lose. Give them a try. You'll see what I mean. Get 15% off Raycons at buyraycon.com/Howie. That's buyraycon.com/Howie for 15% off your Raycon order. buyraycon.com/Howie.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studio.
Thank you, everyone.
The president's polling continues to collapse.
Emerald, I'm aware of that. We'll have to shout at the end. Next time we'll do it during the briefing.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you so much. It's like Mean Girls in high school, the way she talks to these reporters.
I know, and they couldn't be any more slobbering and groveling.
Not Emerald, though. She was talking to Emerald Robinson from Newsmax. She is not slobbering towards the Biden administration.
Yeah, but those are the exceptions that prove the rule.
Yes.
It's a sad, sad crowd of people. And
just one more. As he sat down with Prime Minister Modi last week, the president said that the Indian press is better behaved than the U.S. press, and then he advised him not to take questions. Why the American president was criticizing U.S. reporters in that setting?
Well, I would note first that he took questions on Friday, and he took questions again today. And I think what he said is that they're not always on point. Now, I know that isn't something that anyone wants to hear in here, but what I think he was conveying is, you know, today he might want to talk about COVID vaccine. Some of the questions are about that. He might want to talk about, and some of the questions are not always about the topic he's talking about in that day. I don't think it was meant to be a hard cut at the members of the media, people he's taken questions from today and on Friday.
Just keep tap dancing there, Jen Psaki. So here's Joe Biden, by the way, and he's at his usual brilliant self after a weekend at home in Delaware in the Iron Lung. Cut 20.
The booster line is if you're fully vaccinated. The bottom line is that you're fully vaccinated and you're highly protected now from severe illness, even if you get COVID-19.
Again, recurring question, you know, with these confusion with words. Have you ever heard anyone confuse bottom, as in bottom line, with the booster line? I'm going to say nobody ever has done that before today.
Listen, Howie, the booster line is you got to lay off, okay? You're being too hard on Joe Biden. That's the booster line.
The booster line. Ugh. And he's very confused about getting the shot, too. Cut 17.
Thank you very much. Now I'm going to get my booster shot and right here. And the major is going to give me the shot.
And right here. You mean right here in your arm or right here at the White House?
Or right here in your bottom.
Yeah, I know. I was thinking that. Right here in your booster. Or keister, as President Reagan used to say. All right. It's time now for Grace's News.
CNN Politics tweeted out today, Biden's multi-trillion dollar bet to change America is in peril as Trump waits to pounce.
Oh, he's going to pounce, and he's going to seize, and he's going to weaponize.
Hammer.
And he's going to hammer.
Salivate.
Oh, man, a pouncing. I'm pouncing for the cameras. I'm circling. I'm seizing.
You look like a hawk.
I know.
Look like a sloth.
No, you.
Hawks pounce.
No, you have to think of yourself as a tiger. Okay, I was watching videos today of tigers pouncing. It's very much, it's more energetic than that.
So Trump is going to pounce on him, huh?
Yeah. And I was curious how, after reading a lot of different things about this $1 trillion spending bill that we're being told is going to be free, it's not going to cost
trillion.
Us anything.
It's multi-trillion.
Multi-trillion, I'm sorry.
$5 trillion, according to the Wall Street Journal.
And I was just wondering, where do you think this is going? Do you think this is going to happen? Do you think that Sinema and Manchin are going to kind of stand,
I don't know.
Stand tough?
I don't think anybody has ever been, has ever gone broke underestimating the scruples and stones of these Democrats, not to mention the Republicans in Congress. But, you know, if they're really scared, and I think the only thing that's scaring them, they're not afraid of destroying the country. They're afraid of losing their seats in the next election.
Oh, yeah. No, 100%.
That's it. Exactly. So maybe the numbers are so bad. I mean, those, not, you know, when you're underwater in Minnesota, you're in deep doo-doo. And when you have a 60% unfavorable rating in Iowa, that's another telltale sign, I would say. I know Iowa's been trending Republican, but 60% unfavorable for the Democrat incumbent, even if it's Dementia Joe, is a pretty telling moment.
I think. Especially because when you have a poll, you have to add on the fact that it's already probably not very flattering towards Republicans anyway.
Right.
So,
think of the Star Tribune. I mean, they call, you know, some call it the Red Star Tribune. You know, I mean, if they're saying that that Biden's underwater in their state, yeah, how bad is it really if they're saying 47-51?
Well, I'm glad you brought up the polls, Howie, because this is from the National Review. They have a section of the National Review. It's called The Corner. And they write, Philip Klein writes, majority say Biden is not mentally sharp. A majority of Americans now say that President Biden is not mentally sharp.
Anyone who says Biden is mentally sharp is themselves not very mentally sharp.
My mind's going blank now.
A lot of people were pointing out that same thing, saying as much as it's nice to hear that people are waking up to this, the fact that 43% do think he's mentally sharp is very concerning.
Biden's losing it.
What it shows is, what is it, 40? How many say he's mentally sharp? 43%?
Just 43% said the phrase mentally sharp described him.
So that means 43% of the population hasn't watched a single TV newscast, even on CNN or MSNBC, or seen anything on the internet or read a newspaper.
So, you know, I don't know what the hell's going on here.
Yeah. And that's why I always said when we were during the campaigns, I used to tell my sister, all of your friends should be required before they vote to watch. And I think we could have this going forward. Everyone who's casting a vote should be required to watch 5 minutes of each candidate speaking. Just 5 minutes. And that was Trump's biggest mistake during that first debate, was he never let Biden go for very long. Because if you listen to him...
Gay bathhouses.
For more than 3 minutes, he completely loses it.
It's all about round-the-clock sex.
He's okay in short bursts, but the longer he has to go, the more he tends to mess up. By the way, this fall, HelloFresh is here to help me spend quality time on what really matters. HelloFresh delivers everything I need for quick and easy meals. So go to HelloFresh.com/Howie14 and use code Howie14 to get up to 14 free meals, including free shipping. Here's some good news, Howie. Greg Gutfeld. So you remember last week, the late night comedians, they had climate night?
Yes.
Where they all got together and talked about how doomed we all are.
Yes.
And how the world is ending.
Yes, I did see that. As I pointed out in the past, all the polls for the last 20 years have shown when you ask any group of Americans what the number 1 through 15 issues are, climate always comes in around number 15.
Well,
at like 1-2%.
Yeah, Jared was talking about that last week. He said people who can worry about this round the clock tend to have a lot of time on their hands. Other people have other things they're concerned with. But the good news is, so all of those late night comedians, and as Howie likes to say, I will be using air quotes around comedians, they all got together for this big, huge climate night extravaganza. And Greg Gutfeld, just by making fun of their climate night, managed to beat their climate night. He reached the number one spot with 1.89 million viewers. This is despite Stephen Colbert, Jimmy Kimmel, Jimmy Fallon, Seth Meyers, James Corden, Trevor Noah, and Samantha Bee collaborating for a major late night event on climate change.
What was their combined audience that evening?
It's tough. Colbert's late show on CBS had nearly 1.8. So Gutfeld just managed to beat him out on that one. Fallon had 1.7. Jimmy Kimmel had 1.2. Falling far behind, Meyers' late night and Corden's The Late Late Show failed to reach 1 million. That's got to make your heart sing. Am I right?
Yes. Yes. By the way, we have, in case you're not irritated enough about the 15,000 Haitian indigents, non-speaking, non-English speaking, untested for COVID, carrying many other diseases, no doubt, arriving in the country. Guess what Fox News is reporting? Cut 26.
After this latest round, there could be yet another migrant caravan heading north. Sources here on the ground in Texas tell us they're tracking a group of 20,000 people who just crossed the southern border of Mexico, and they're heading north and could land anywhere here along the U.S.-Mexico border within the next month.
Well, we know where they're not going to be going, and that's a job fair. They're not going to any employment offices.
I'm curious, where is Kamala Harris during all of this? Because she was getting to the root causes of the Northern Triangle countries to fix what's happening, but she might have to add a few other countries to her list. And then you couple that with the fact that she's been traveling to, you know, Singapore to talk about Christmas gifts and, you know, the backlog of online ordering. She's going to have a busy fall.
Yeah, did you see that Costco is now restricting the purchase of toilet paper and water because they say they have such supply problems getting anything. I mean, it's not that there's a shortage. They just can't get anything delivered.
No. I know it's crazy. And depending on certain companies.
Yeah.
And another thing we don't talk about a lot, Howie, because it's hard to talk about if you're not an expert on it, but the microchips, that's ruining a lot of companies in America right now. They have stuff that's, you know, back ordered for months.
Yeah, we talked to a guy last night, went out to dinner with him, and he ordered a car a year ago, and he hasn't been able to get the car because there's no chips. There's a story on the front page of the Wall Street Journal today. Supply chain delays worsen as ports struggle to adopt. Participants in each link of the U.S. chain, shipping lines, port workers, truckers, warehouse operators, railways, and retailers, all of them are struggling with a shortage of workers.
Well, don't worry. The $3.5 trillion spending plan is going to fix this up real quick.
I'm struggling.
So the executive director of the Port of Long Beach, which has got a big backup, obviously, it's impossible to effectively move such volumes if we don't move to 24/7 operations across the supply chains. They do it in other parts of the world. Well, they're not paying people not to work in other parts of the world. Mr. Executive Director in Long Beach.
They're so mean like that. They don't pay everyone not to work. Yeah, Howie, and something else I had heard was I talked to a woman who worked in selling restaurant software, like iPads and things like that. It's a big business right now, and she said every restaurant wants more of those because they finally have a lot of customers. They need new iPads, they need new software, and they can't get it because they don't have the microchips. So they have to kind of give people like a ration of 3 iPads for these big restaurants, and it's a real problem for a lot of businesses.
And it's so much more expensive now than it was. The amount of time it takes to move a cargo container from Asian factories to North America is now about 80 days, or twice as long as it was during the Trump administration.
Wow.
Moving items such as paper towels or furniture within the U.S. is also a challenge because we don't import paper towels, but there's no one to drive the trucks.
Well, you were saying your daughter ordered, was it a dining room
furniture.
Set?
No, for her kid.
And it took a really long time. The stuff's getting back ordered.
I don't think it's come in yet. Months ago. All right. Anything else, Grace?
No, that is Grace's news. I will be back at 4:30 with Hate Mail Monday.
All right. No matter how you're feeling about getting back out there, there's no denying it's an adjustment. When the world gets too loud, something I love to do is create my own soundtrack by popping in my Raycon wireless earbuds. I did a lot of walking this weekend, especially yesterday, and I just put the Raycons in and listened to rock music as I was walking around Wellesley. It was a beautiful, beautiful day.
And it's funny how many miles you can clock in, Howie, when you've got your Raycons on. You don't even notice because you're just enjoying the music. Or even if you're making conference calls, I've talked to a lot of people who like to wear these while they work, and they stay in your ears, and time flies when you're wearing Raycons.
All day yesterday, I was doing yard work. I mowed the lawn. I aerated the lawn. I seeded the lawn. I fertilized the lawn. It took me, I don't know, 6 hours or so. I walked about 9 miles doing that, listening to my Raycons the entire time, the Bobby Darin discography. It was great.
Oh, whatever gets you through the night, as John Lennon used to say.
What's the matter with Bobby Darin?
I was waiting. Another feud between the two of you about music. But that's the good thing about Raycons. Everybody can listen to what they want.
Right. And you don't look like a lame-o because the wires aren't sticking out of your ear. Sometimes.
But apparently I still am one.
Yeah, I was going to say, you don't look as like one, even if you are one.
I thought that was going to be an improvement over the Alan Sherman thing.
It is an improvement, but marginal at best. Sometimes you need some upbeat music to pump you up before you see people or to stay calm with some guided meditation. And again, whatever is good, Alan Sherman, Bobby Darin, any, even Fabian. Let me tell
you. That's where I draw the line.
Let me tell you, he's all over the 50s on 5, on the Magic Radio. Let me tell you right now, Raycons are the best way to listen. They come with a bunch of gel tips for your comfort, and unlike some other brands, they don't stick out of your ears, as I just mentioned. Raycons have a 32-hour battery life, so you can listen to what you want, when you want, for a really long time and not bother anybody else. They start at just half the price of other premium audio brands, but they sound just as good. And Raycons come with a 45-day happiness guarantee, so you really can't lose. Create your own soundtrack with Raycon. Right now, Howie Carr Show listeners can get 15% off their Raycon order at buyraycon.com/Howie. That's buyraycon.com/Howie to save 15% on Raycons. Buyraycon.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
He only steals from the very best.
The 9 most terrifying words in the English language are, I'm from the government and I'm here to help.
Howie Carr returns after this.
This is the second time that you've laid hands on me.
When you're slapped, you'll take it and like it.
Howie Carr is back.
844-500-4242. You may have heard about the big rally at the State House yesterday. Freedom rally against the vaccine mandates in Massachusetts and the mask mandates. Again, the in the public schools, the mask mandate has been extended for another month. No surprise there. And a month from today, it'll be extended to December 1st. And then that month after that, it'll be extended to January 1st. Et cetera, et cetera. It's never going to end, at least for the time being, until we get some new politicians in office. But nobody covered, except for the Herald, nobody covered the rally, even though there were thousands of people there. And even the Herald it just had really pathetic pictures. So we just posted one. If you follow me on Twitter, at Howie Carr Show, we tweeted out a picture, a wide shot picture, and you can see how many people are there at that rally. And it was a good turnout. And again, it deserved more coverage than it got. 844-500-4242. That's at HowieCarshow.com. You can see the pictures of the rally, and it's nice. It's a picture. Oh, at Howie Carr Show on Twitter. Excuse me. Thank you. And it's right there, and you can see where it is if you know that Beacon Hill at all. It's right at the top. It's right on the steps. There is where the picture's taken. Peter, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Peter.
Yes. Good afternoon, Howie. On September 11th, I attended the Boston College UMass Amherst football game.
Yes.
In Amherst, I was thunderstruck when the student body over there was chanting, FBC, FBC, FBC. I couldn't believe what I was hearing from the students.
Sorry, we're out of time, Peter. 844, why weren't they chanting what most colleges are, college students are chanting these days? We got some more of that when we come back from Scranton, PA, and from the Ryder Cup, believe it or not. I'm Howie Carr.